it does not surprise me that people pay what they do for your toolkit, because you not only have the overall strategy and you not only have the suggestions for them to do things, I mean, you've got it down to the actual sales letters that they can simply cut and paste. I mean, no offense to your clients, but it looks like an idiot could follow this plan.
In essence, really what it is it's an enormous shortcut for these guys, because you can literally spend years testing and refining a marketing campaign and still not know if it's really the best. But for these guys, when they buy my kit, they're basically buying pre-done, proven sales marketing campaigns. And that's why I put the guarantee that I do. If they use the letters, if they use the strategies and the tools as I've outlined them in the kit, they just can't fail. I mean, unless there's something inherently wrong with their business where they're just doing a lousy job for their customers or there's some other problem there, you know, I have worked with hundreds of VARs and they've all tested these letters and I've refined them. So I've really done all the hard work for them and I'm constantly adding new material. I'm constantly looking for a new edge. I'm constantly looking for ways to make it easier, faster, better, cheaper. You know, and that's what my members get, too. I specialize in the small guys, the underdogs, if you will, in the industry. Most of my clients, by the way, don't have more than 5 or 6 people, you know, in the company. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a whole lot of money. And I guess I'm sensitive to that. I don't know if you call me a sucker for that or whatever. But I know my market. And, yes, the value's there. And I do charge more than some. I guess it's all relative. But I just want to make sure that they get tremendous value for money. And usually I enter a client's life in one of two stages. Either they're doing really, really well and they want to do better. There are some people who are success-minded and they're always looking for a slight edge. They'll tell you even if they can get one strategy out of the kit, it's more than paid for itself. They're success-minded people and they pretty much buy anything that might give them even a slight edge. The other type of person who buys from me is typically somebody who's like down and out desperate. You know, they really hit rock bottom and they really need to get the marketing and sales fixed in their company. So they come across my site. I think it's very apparent that I specialize in small technology companies, so they feel as though my solutions might be for them. They see the testimonials from all the other VARs. And by the way, my testimonials, if you read them, they're not only, hey, Robin is a good person and she does a good job, but you're going to see documented hard financial return from the kit. A lot of people sell information products and they just say, oh, well, you know, this is great information or Robin did a good job or whatever. But they never give you actual hard financial returns. But if you look at my testimonials, you'll see that people are really making money off of this program. So they see that and they see my guarantee. I have a double guarantee. And I think they just decide, what the heck, let me go for it. And they buy. But what's interesting, Bill, is after they buy, I mean, they're hoping to make a lot more money. When they buy the kit, they're thinking this is going to be the silver bullet, the magic pill that's going to, you know, make all their sales and marketing problems go away. And it does that to an extent. But what I hear on the back end, after they've bought the kit, they uncover it's a lot more than just sales and marketing, because I cover a lot of other topics as far as generating revenue in a business, as far as time management, selling one-on-one with a client, how to structure your contracts. I mean, there's a lot more information in there. And I also, because I take them from the top down, meaning I teach them how to think strategically instead of tactically, it really is an eye-opening experience. And if nothing else, they have a much better idea of what it's going to take to build a client attraction marketing system in their business than any of the other books and tapes that they've ever read. I mean, that's another thing to notice, you know, and I won't name names, but some of my counterparts in selling marketing information for technology companies are untouchable. You know, you cannot get them on the phone. You can't find them. They have a P.O. box. They've got maybe an email address that, you know, who knows where that goes. There's no support. You can't call and you can't talk to a live person. Now, I'm busy and I might not return your call within an hour, but I will get back to my clients and I will make sure that if they have a problem, I'm there to help them. And I have my mastermind group coaching program, which is the back end of the kit. So, of course, once you buy the kit, there are consulting coupons in there. I have a one-on-one coaching session that I unpack everything for them and answer all their questions. And I won't get off that phone until they get every question answered. I mean, they have to say to me, Robin, I got it, right? And then I hang up the phone.
I give.
Right, exactly. And then from there, they get two marketing piece makeovers. Two of the campaigns I've just told them to go and do, they send to me and I review it to make sure that they didn't miss anything and they send it out. And then on the back end of that, I have what's called my mastermind group, and that's just an ongoing coaching program of newsletters and teleseminars and other information to help these guys stay on track.
It seems to me that you're really a working consultant, not an information marketer.
It is very hands-on, and I'll tell you what, it's a little behind-the-scenes secret. It's dangerous to be hands-on because, you know what, in real life, sometimes things don't work. When things don't work, if you are an information marketer and you're untouchable, you don't feel the ramifications of that. But it takes a lot more guts and it takes a lot more intelligence, if you will, and strategy when something goes wrong to pick up the pieces and say, okay, let's start over and what are we going to do from here? And that really is what makes the difference between, I think, a great marketer and a bad one, because a bad marketer will do one thing one time, try it, give up, where a great marketer knows that it takes time to really develop strategy, it takes time to implement it, it takes time to get it right. And so, yeah, with my clients, I'm very hands-on. And honestly, they teach me as much as I teach them. So I see benefit in it, in getting your hands dirty a little bit and getting down the trenches with these guys. And also, in the mastermind group, there's a lot of interaction between the members. And that's very valuable for my clients because sometimes when you're a small VAR, say you're a one-man band, you can feel like the world is just piling on top of you. You feel like everything's going wrong. There's nobody else that understands you. You can't talk to your spouse about it because your spouse might be complaining that you're not making enough money and your spouse might even be part of the problem. You can't talk to your employees because you don't want to share bad information with them. They don't want to hear you whining. And your friends don't really understand you. So part of the mastermind group and part of what I provide for my clients is a venue where they can communicate honestly with other VARs and find out what's working, what's not working, and sometimes just to share misery, because sometimes just feeling understood helps you because, again, as you know, in every business owner feels this at some point or another where you just feel like the world is toppling down on you and nobody understands you and you just want somebody to provide you with a little emotional support. So that emotional support sometimes can be far more valuable than a money-making strategy because when it's delivered, it gives you a little breathing room, gives you a little air, if you will.
So if a VAR is sitting out there now and they're listening to this interview, what's the one thing they should be thinking about whether they might want to engage your services?
Obviously, you know, if they're looking to improve. I am all about improvement, doing things better, faster, smarter. I'm not the only answer. I'm not the silver bullet. There is going to be work that they'll have to do. There's commitment they're going to have to make. There's time they're going to have to invest. But if they're willing to do that, if they're really serious about developing a client attraction or marketing system in their business that delivers a steady, predictable flow of clients and sales and profits, then they should look to invest in the toolkit. The toolkit really is the starting point with me. Hiring me as a one-on-one consultant is great, typically a lot more expensive. And what most people find is everything they need is already in the kit. They really don't need to hire me because all I'm going to do is spoon feed them what's in the kit. My kit is for the business owner that has a really good service or product and who just needs help in getting the word out there to people who want to buy it.
Great. Well, Robin, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
I appreciate it.